second segment of Mike McFeely Outdoors and the Mighty 790 KFGO. Doug Lear, my guest. You all know him. It's that time of the year, Doug. It's blasting, shooting, archery. It's happening.
It's pretty much in your face with the Bison game. Is you did make the transition from kind of baseball into football, from fishing into, not to say that fishing is done. In fact, I absolutely love to fish in September and into October because you've got some cooler temperatures. You don't have the competition. I mean, if you love the peace and quiet and a nice fall bite, it's coming right in front of you, Mike.
Well, and here's the beauty. You know, I know in North Dakota, I fish Devil's Lake a lot. Everybody knows that. And there's not the jet skis, there's not the tubers, there's not those things on Devil's Lake. But if you're a guy like me who likes to fish on the Minnesota side, my daughter likes to tube and do all those things. But that's not there anymore.
Right.
The tubing, the jet skis, you can go out on a Sunday evening now in Minnesota after Labor Day and have pretty much any lake to yourself. Maybe the FM Walleye Boys are out on Cormorant and there's some, you know, the Brett Walderas are out fishing muskies on Big Detroit. But for the most part, all the recreational stuff is done.
Yeah, no, and it is. And the fact of the matter is, what I try to tell people when we talk about fishing in September and October is that you kind of assume, well, there's nobody out there. The fish must not be biting. That's not the case.
Oh, no.
The fish are still there. Oh. It's just there's so many things drawing people. You take some of the hunting opportunities, the dove season, the archery deer season, that draws people away. School draws people away from some of the recreation, along with some of the sports activities as well. So there's a lot more things that are taking away the attention. The fish are still there, and they're definitely still biting. So don't let the fact that you don't see anybody on the water keep you from getting out there and trying to land a few, Mike.
No, and if you talk to the guys that know what they're doing, and I'm not one of them, September and October are, and I know this because I've done enough of it myself, but September and October might be the best times of the year to catch fish because they're eating. They're always biting someplace and there's no competition. Hunting seasons, Doug, archery, deer season, morning dove season. Tell us about that.
And it's not just simply North Dakota, Minnesota opening up bear season as well. North Dakota, on Friday, we opened up at 12 noon our archery deer season in North Dakota. I'm not of the opinion that it's never going to be confused with the rifle season.
Right.
You know, there weren't thousands of trucks gathered around getting ready to go out there, but there are a segment of the archery deer hunters that they want to get a chance at a buck in velvet. And they were out there, and they will be out there. They'll be putting up with the heat. I know things are going to start cooling off here in the next couple days.
Yeah, but it's still warm.
It's still definitely warm. Yep. But for that chance of a big buck and velvet, we're one of the few states that open up with an archery deer season this early, and that's why there is definitely a little bit of a buzz about archery deer hunting. Not just because it opened, but it's that opportunity to get a deer that's in velvet. So the guys and the gals, they're out there. The deer movement is a little bit tougher because it isn't that cold. There hasn't been a big shift in weather patterns to make the deer adjust. The harvest is going to do that a little bit with the field activity, but for the most part, you're going to see the hardcore guys and gals that are going to be out there archery deer hunting, Mike.
Plus, everything is still green. I mean, it's like, you know, if you're in the woods somewhere hunting by, you know, in the river bottom someplace, it's like you're hunting in the jungle. Everything is green, and I'm not sure that guys are seeing a lot from a distance away. Is it going to have to be 10 yards away from your stand?
Exactly. I mean, it's hot, it's sweaty, there's mosquitoes. So we'll probably see a little more activity from our dove hunters because you can get out on some of those early morning dove hunts. And really what hunters tend to do is you find a spot between water and maybe a small grain field. You look for kind of a combination area. You've got water, a water source, you got a food source, and then you got a place for them to perch. Maybe like a shelter belt is a good place to find a spot to set up. There's guys that use decoys. There's people that use Mojo dove decoys.
Mojo.
Yep. There's everything out there. The only problem with doves is they are so fast. They're tough. They're really, the nice thing about it is as tough as they are to get a bead on, once you get yourself kind of in sync with the dove movement and you're dropping doves, when you start opening up your duck season and you get into pheasant season, you know, those pheasants look like they're in slow motion.
Oh, God,
they
look like a B-52 bomber.
So definitely we started our mountain lion season. I think this is our sixth mountain lion season opening up, sixth or seventh that opened up on Friday. And in the eastern three-fourths of North Dakota, there is no quota on mountain lions, the Badlands region. There's a quota, there's a split season, 14 in the early season, 7 in the late season. That late season will open up on November 25th. So a lot of things really starting to roll out across the hunting seasons, Mike.
You know, speaking of mountain lions and speaking of that, you know, we all believe, and they are, they're rare. You don't see very many of them. There's more in the western part of the state than there is in the eastern part of the state. But you're a biologist. Here's my theory with animals like mountain lions and other rare animals.
Lay it on me.
There's more of them around than we think there are.
Oh, I wouldn't argue
that. We just don't see them because they don't want to be seen. They don't hang around us. I think, and just something I think about when I'm putting in windshield time.
Yeah.
My brain works in weird ways. I think there's way more things like that, even around populated areas.
One of the fun things that I've seen change over the last 5 years is the price of trail cams has really come down. Mm-hmm. So lots of people have them.
Yep.
And the photographic evidence of what's out there makes people's eyes get a little mm-hmm. bit bigger. Like somebody going scuba diving in the bottom of Lake Sakakawea and they go, wow, I had no idea what was down here. We're starting to see those pictures, and not trying to alarm people, but you're exactly right, is that we get trail camera pictures of bears in eastern North Dakota. I would mm-hmm. say on a regular basis, but it's mm-hmm. not uncommon anymore from Steele County to Richland County. We've had photographic evidence of bobcats in the Cheyenne grasslands of mm-hmm. south central North Dakota. And when it comes to mountain lions, I don't argue with that at all. The only thing that I would say is that they're probably not going to stick around our region for an extended period of time. They may be wandering through and traveling through. I don't argue that and don't doubt that as well. And you're exactly right. They don't want to be seen by humans. That's their whole goal, is to remain kind of anonymous and be creeping around. So the fact that you don't see them doesn't mean they're not there.
To guys who are delivery truck drivers who do their stuff at 3 o'clock in the morning, or people who have weird lives who they go out and walk in the woods at you know, 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning. They'll come back and say, boy, you should see the things you see in the woods at 2 o'clock. Now, you wouldn't believe the animals right here in Fargo Moorhead. And I go, maybe.
But I will take issue when this was a little while ago, the last time I got a call from the city of Fargo about a report of a wolf in downtown Fargo at 2:30 in the morning. And you figure out what time the taverns close and what time people are moving. You know, so some of it is believable. Others might be a little bit questionable.
Well, see, at that time of the morning, I'm thinking you're going to see a lot of cougars in downtown Fargo, but probably not wolves. Thank you, Doug Lear.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend, Mike.
You bet. Doug Lear at North Dakota Game and Fish and Tomlin and Friends in the Morning right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. More to come after the bottom of the hour on Mike McFeely Outdoors.